Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mikey, and how may I help you today?
Yes, this is Janet Jacob calling. I live in Colorado, and I received a bill that has a charge there that I don't recall making. There was one yesterday for $69.97, and then another one on April 19th for $5.97. Can you tell me what this is?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull the charge. What's your zip code?
80108.
First and last name?
Janet Jacob.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
5288 Red Passway, Castle Rock, Colorado.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a product called a Focus Watch originally to pay for $5.97 for shipping?
I guess. I don't know. $5.97 was the shipping cost?
Yes, ma'am.
But what is the $69.97 on yesterday, May 6th?
That's the full retail price of that watch if you don't cancel within your 14-day trial period.
Oh, no. I don't. For a watch? I don't recall ordering a watch. Well, has it already been sent? Because if it has, I'll just send it back to you.
Yeah, it looks like, let me see, whenever, it looks like the watch originally, this was ordered on 4/20. So have you received the watch yet?
No.
Okay. Well, whenever you get the watch, hold on, are you saying that you never signed up for this? It's fraud, or are you saying that you signed up for the watch, but you just haven't gotten it yet?
I don't remember anything about a watch. I don't know how that came about. But it's the right address. I don't know how this happened. But when it comes
to...
No,
I've got all your information on here matching.
Can I just send it back when it arrives?
I mean, yeah, you'll know when it arrives, but if you're saying that you didn't sign up for it, I would transfer you to fraud if you're saying that someone compromised. But if you did sign up for it, then we'll have to handle it differently.
I don't think I signed up for it. But in fact, it was a charge on my Visa, and I talked to them, and I think they're removing that charge. So obviously, if it's on its way, it's not mine because the charge has been taken off, and so I'll have to return it to you. Is that okay?
You said so. Who's taking the charge off for you?
I thought they were because I didn't remember doing that, and so I said, you know, they thought somebody else might have used my card. And so they're sending me a new card, and the one that I use that I was using is no longer valid. And so,
okay. Did you file something on the charge? Because I mean that. When you called them, did you say? I mean, did you file anything with them, or because you said they were moving the charge? That's what I'm trying to figure out, so I can see how to handle this account.
Yes, I thought she was. I'm not sure. She just told me that she said your card has been hacked and we're going to send you a new card and don't use this one anymore.
Okay, but did she file anything? Like, did you tell them this was fraud? Do you know what I'm saying? Did you say you were disputing it? That's what I'm trying to see because you said they were going to remove the charge.
Yes,
so.
I can't see that it's done yet, but my understanding was that since I didn't know anything about it, it was going to be removed, and I would probably call it a dispute. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll make sure this is canceled out. Like I said, now, if you're saying, even though I know you're saying you didn't sign up for this and you don't have anything, if you get that dispute dropped, we can refund the $69.97 back for you because all your information is matching. So sometimes if they investigate it and it looks like you did it, you may end up paying the money back. So let them know that we will refund it, but, you know, that dispute has to be dropped, and then I'll get this canceled out for you.
Okay, what should I do at this point?
I'm going to cancel it the way it stops the billing for you.
My line was ringing in. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. I said, I'm going to cancel it for you. And then whoever you file the dispute with, just have them give us a call back on this number. You just tell them that you want to cancel it, and then we'll go ahead and get these charges refunded back to the account for you.
Okay. I called the number on the back of my card. I don't know who I talked to. Oh, dear.
No, you're fine. If you call the same number, I'm sure they have your information. They know they've already spoke with you.
And so that you want them. See, they connected me with you. I didn't call you. I said, could you please connect me with someone who can help me with this? And so they connected me.
They dialed the number for. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't have the name of the person I talked to. Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, it's fine. Just call back and then just give them our number. Just tell them what we said and have them give us a call. And as long as they handle it for you, then everything should be fine.
Okay, but you need to hear from them, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, what is your number? They, like I said, I didn't call your number.
Okay, it's fine. I'll get it for you. Give me one second. All right, so our phone number is.
Hold on. I'm sorry, what was it?
All right, so our number here is going to be 877.
877.
970.
970.
4455.
4455. Should they ask for you?
No, they don't have to speak with me unless you directly want them to. Anyone can give a refund due to a dispute being canceled.
Okay. All right. I will call them back and try to get this done. Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.